Texte numéro 69. Society is becoming less equal, less just, and higher education too. There is a revolution underway in English higher education, but it's not the sort of revolution that has captured the headlines. It is not the triumph of a market. There is never going to be a true market in higher education. Students are both customers and outputs. It's not a market when many universities select their students and not the opposite. No applicant is going to turn down a place at Oxford because a place at a university down the road is £500 cheaper. No one is going to switch from fashion to some other discipline if they are hoping to be the next Stella McCartney. It is a market in which for the most desirable products, it's not the customers, students, who call the shots, but the producers, universities. The real revolution in English higher education is a counter-revolution. Ministers are frank about their ultimate objective to reserve proper higher education, the full university experience, for an elite, ostensibly of the talented, but inevitably also the privileged, and to provide everyone else with higher education light, two-year, low-cost vocational courses, perhaps in private, for profit institutions or offered online. Under their plan, the university core would be well-funded with high fees for students, bursaries for a new generation of scholarship students, and generous public funding for research. It would remain stable or even shrink, and academic standards would be maintained. Higher education light would be low cost. And what's wrong with that? Many will ask. There seem to be two main drivers for this attitude, fear and illusion. The fear is understandable enough. The reforms have bred massive uncertainty. Also, there is a natural instinct to tame the market, and culling the competition makes life more comfortable. The illusion is that too many universities imagine they are world class. In other words, that they are global brands. Time for a reality check. There are really only four truly world class universities in Britain. Until recently, wiser counsels prevailed. The former Vice Chancellor of Cambridge once pointed out that Cambridge could only flourish if all higher education flourished. But maybe what is surprising is that this counter-revolution has taken so long. After all, the progressive direction taken by higher education for half a century reflected the advance towards a more just and equal society. But for at least a quarter of a century, Britain has been becoming less equal and less just. Perhaps it is inevitable that higher education, too, must become more unequal. If so, it will be a sad way to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Robbins Report, which started us down our present course an age ago and in another country. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2013.